Hey guys, it's Friday, or at least when this episode first airs, it will be Friday. I hope you're having a wonderful week. It's getting near the end of the school year, so that's very exciting. This week we're talking about this question: what is righteousness? And we use that word a lot. Here's the definition I want you to remember. Righteousness is being right with God. None of us can be right with God on our own because all of us have broken His rules. But Jesus loves us so much that when He rescues us and adopts us into His family, He gives us His righteousness. He's perfectly right with God the Father because they are the same, and He has never, ever broken God's rules. So He gives us that perfect righteousness. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after this weird joke of the day. Hey, why didn't Noah go fishing on the ark? He only had two worms. Ugh, that joke was gross. All right, wake up, kid, and think about this fact. People can be righteous, but people can also do righteousness. So in other words, a person can be right with God, and a person can do things that are right with God. We can only become right with God by turning away from our sins and trusting Jesus alone to save us. Then He gives us His righteousness. We get to be right with God because Jesus is right with God. But once you become a child of God, you are righteous forever. Nothing can ever change that. But being righteous, being right with God, doesn't mean everything you do is righteous. You can have the righteousness of Jesus Christ, but still choose to do things that are wrong. When this happens, you don't lose your righteousness, but you also are not being, you're not acting righteous. The Bible says that Jesus, His own self, bare our sins in His own body on the tree, the cross, and that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. So because Jesus rescued us from sin, we're dead to sin, now we can live unto righteousness. This can get a little complicated if you let it, and it has confused a lot of people. But here is what the Bible actually teaches us about righteousness. You can't be right with God on your own. Jesus has to give you that like a present. You don't earn it or win it. He just gives it to everyone who wants it. Once you become a child of God by repenting and believing, you are right with God. That never changes. Now, all of the children of God can and should do things that are good. We should do the things that are right with God. When we think about how much He loves us and what He had to do to rescue us, it makes us want to do good things instead of sinful things. And as children of God, we're also able to do those good things that God wants us to do because the Holy Spirit lives in us and we have the power, His power, to help us live the way God wants us to live. If you're a child of God, you should and can do the things that are not evil but good, that are not wrong but right. Those things are righteous. If you are righteous, you can and should live righteously. If you're right with God and do something wrong, it doesn't erase your righteousness. Think about this. I'm married. My wife's name is Cheryl. I am Cheryl's husband. That means I should act like Cheryl's husband and do husbandly things. But sometimes I mess up. Sometimes I forget to hold the door for her when she's coming into the house behind me. Sometimes I forget to carry the heavy stuff so she doesn't have to. Sometimes I forget to do the dishes after she cooks. It's bad when I do that. It's not the way a husband should act. But it doesn't mean I'm not her husband anymore. If you are righteous, you should act righteously. God can and will help you do that. If you're not right with God, you can be. All you have to do is repent and believe in Christ.